This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
All right. Hi, everyone. I am Becky. I'm the general manager of Foreo Sweden here in North America, actually all over Americas as of beginning of this year. So my team and I cover anything and all the beauty fun stuff from Canada to US, all the way down to Mexico and ultimately Brazil. So we have quite a bit of fun doing that. And I love beauty because as a male, I think the most exciting part about beauty for me is how much or how continuously it actually changes and it evolves. And being part of a beauty tech company where I think evolution and innovation, it's the core at what we do, this industry is just perfect for that. So here I am now, from finance all the way to beauty, and I'm loving it even more day by day.
Get a behind-the-scenes look at a beauty brand born into the tech market, including harnessing the power of influencers, the importance of proof of efficacy for driving purchase, global expansion at a record-breaking pace, and the secrets to bringing devices to the masses and into all aspects of the beauty routine.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
Welcome, Becky. We're so excited to have you here on Beauty is Your Business.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
And I'm here with Karen Moon.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Karen.
And we're going to get started. So you mentioned a little bit, Becky, about how you started in finance and you ended up in beauty. So how did that happen? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the exciting part, again, also about Foreo. I think the diversity of background, it's unbelievable. My background is I graduated in finance from the University of South Florida after living in Italy for 11 years. I was born in Albania originally. Lived in Italy for 11 years, then moved to the States since 2005, and graduated in finance from University of South Florida, worked in banking. So Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, and then all of a sudden, here I am now in beauty. So it was exciting for me to be in finance, but it wasn't as dynamic, let's put it that way. And I think what really kind of got me going and really, you know, made me say yes to the opportunity was truly the exciting part of the industry and how much it really, like I said earlier, it changes constantly and it keeps us on our toes and there's never a dull moment. And I think that as now in life, as we're all experiencing around the world, I think change is an important thing to be aware of and to kind of embrace, right? And this is where we are today.
Yes, it's quite the journey for all of us, and that's
yes.
So tell us a little bit about Foreo. Obviously, it's been a pioneer in the beauty device category. Tell us about how it began and then how it's evolved a little bit over the years into different categories.
Absolutely. I mean, Foreo began with an idea of really taking something that, you know, was not necessarily completely new, right? Something that existed, like the concept of cleansing or deep cleansing, or a deep cleansing brush for that matter, but really kind of utilizing what we call in Foreo creative destruction, right? Which is basically taking something that exists and breaking it down to its core, understanding what is that really works, what is that people really love, what is the benefits really, and honestly, on people's skin and on people's routine, and kind of then look at what the flaws are. And then we started to look at, you know, material, we started to look at utility, how we can improve that. And this is how the first, you know, product of Foreo, the Luna One, now 6 years ago was when this product first started, came to life. Yes, we kind of replaced, you know, nylon bristles with silicone touch points, which is a lot more hygienic and, you know, resistant to bacteria. It's non-porous and so forth. And then we started to look at utility, right? We usually brush our teeth every day and we do that actually twice a day, at least. Why don't really be able to cleanse our skin more than just once every other week or once a week and so forth, right? So Foreo and the material was also able to really kind of institute that more diligent cleansing routine twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. And how do we make it so that it is millennial proof, right, as we say? Or how do we make it that it's actually really fits within the demographics of the future and of today? What we are accustomed to today is something that it's a concept that is known, which is that, you know, we want everything now and we want it all, right? And we don't really want to wait too much for it. I think this is the one thing that it's common denominator across all of us. What was important, it's really kind of getting that instant result feeling, right? Because the moment that we do feel that, then we're more prone to actually get into a routine and get into something that is not as perceived as, you know, as cool or as exciting as a cleansing routine. And then it developed in the last year into something that it's more overall self-care, right? Because skincare routine became also your Zen moment. It became also your kind of, for a lot of people, the meditation, my me moment, let's put it that way. It's an ever-evolving concept, but it all started from that, from creative destruction and how do we actually improve something in people's life that currently they want and they seek.
Right. That's so interesting. And how did the company get people on board with using a device for their cleansing as opposed to just, you know, since the beginning of time, as long as people have been cleansing, it's been hands and soap and or cleanser, whatever it might be. You know, that seems like quite a leap between those two things. So how do you get the word out and, you know, convert people to a new behavior and a device, you know?
I love that question because ultimately, you know, as a new up and coming brand and also as a brand in beauty tech specifically, which is per se a quite new, right, type of industry or type of segment, that was one of the biggest challenges. But I think the most important part and where really we were successful was, you know, you need to show someone the value that it brings to life, right, when it comes to selling a product. If something is perceived as is an extra step, right, is an extra thing I have to do in a moment in time where time is actually very important, it becomes quite challenging. But I think that's where we and our technology were able to succeed because simplifying, simple, it's always best, right? Einstein used to say, if you can't explain it to a five-year-old, maybe you don't get it yourself. So I think making it simple is key and also really showing the proof of the simplicity and all of the instant type of result. It's also what helped us. What we had to do is really kind of get the product out there, right? The moment that anyone took a leap of faith into testing the product did the job because it was designed to do just that. We focused on basically what we call functional design, right? And functional design comes in everybody's life and it's in a subconscious way, it makes our life better and easier without us understanding. And that's exactly what Foreo did with the Luna product, right? When we first started. There was a purpose. There is a purpose behind the product. The moment you actually are able to focus on the purpose and not necessarily on the technology or on the product per se, then it becomes much easier to convince someone to actually take the leap of faith or to take that little extra step. And then it changes their world, right? It's like magic.
Becky, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this human-centered design approach? Because I think you're right. In a lot of ways, you're looking at this like a tech company would versus like traditional beauty. What can you share about that? Because like, you know, if I look back to 6 years ago, I think I heard about you guys through CES, which is more of a technology conference, right? Yeah. And if you look at where you guys were versus incumbent Clarisonic, because like actually something already did exist in the market, but you guys took a very different approach and innovated on the design, timing, and changing behavior, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about that process and what other people can learn from it?
Absolutely. I think I'm very happy you're bringing up CES because we were actually one of the first beauty brands really sitting next to like, you know, headphone companies and Sony and all of these other big giants in the electronics, right? And it was kind of like, wow, what is this? Is it the cloud maker? Is it a speaker, right? A shower speaker? People didn't know. And it was important for us because it's also the, you know, it's our identity. We're funded by engineers and we're funded by, you know, techie people. We do work, of course, with the Foreo Institute, with a lot of dermatologists and professionals in the industry to ensure that the products don't just look great and have a function, but actually also can provide results, right? But it's really our identity. So CES was important for us because, again, it made a statement from day one to how we are different also within an industry or also within a product that, like you said, was already there and was paving the road for what's about to come, right? And that approach, it's extremely important for us every day. When I mentioned earlier, functional design it's a difference making is because, like I said, it brings purpose, right? A basic example I give everyone that I speak to and even our own teams, right, a lot of times to make it understand is you know, you look at the TV remote that we had, like, you know, 20 years ago, right? It was this big TV remote with a lot of buttons. And let's say you fall asleep on the couch. By the time you actually figure out the button to turn it off and go to bed, it's going to already, you know, take you till morning time. And all of a sudden, slowly, slowly, TVs and technology improved, and so did remotes. And now all of a sudden, you got an Apple TV remote that is made out of a button, right? And you just automatically, on that same one button, you can turn it off, you can play around, you can do whatever you want. That's what functional design does. It comes into our lives, and it changes something that basically we don't see, right? But all of a sudden, seamlessly makes it easier and makes it simpler. And this was also, again, the key to success as to how we were able to really break through and simply, like, you know, show what we do and show what difference we can provide to the customer. So it didn't really make it a sales pitch. It just made it more of a attraction type of role, right? The people just got attracted to the product by the design. And once they actually tried it, then they loved it.
So I think what was interesting about the design of the product also is that, you know, at least in the one I have, there's like a timer. And I recall there was like an app. Is that still part of the experience, or what was the lessons you learned from that?
Yeah, so there isn't an internal timer on the device because, like I said, it's meant for a 1-minute cleansing routine, right? And it's broken down into 15 seconds for each, you know, side or part of the face. And that one, you just basically notice it because the pulsation just takes a quick, small break and then it keeps going again. But as we progressed with the generation of products, because again, being more of an Apple type of business model, right, in the beauty industry, we don't have a replenishable model. So as we're actually growing and as we progress through the years, our number one key priority is to ensure that we also improve within our designs and within our products. So Luna 3, that just recently launched last year, third generation of the first, you know, core product that we launched in 2014, did also then implement an application aspect to it. Mostly was because also, we live on our phones. We are more and more becoming data-driven. Let's put it that way. Artificial intelligence is something we've been hearing for so long in our lives, but, you know, slowly, slowly taking its place. And we wanted to really kind of provide a little bit more of a value, right, to just cleansing the skin, provide a bit more insight. I think the beauty world is extremely insightful, and I love it because it's ever evolving, but it can get confusing at times, right? There is just so much out there. How do you really choose what's right for you? And I think a lot of consumers go through so many different products. And a lot of times it's not necessarily because the product they're utilizing is not working. It's just because they don't really utilize it the proper way. Or maybe they just really, majority of them just don't really know yet, right? So it's an educational aspect to all of it. So timing and timer was also, again, something that we started from the first generation Luna that was embedded on the product and it stayed. But it also evolved even more within, you know, the future generations like the Luna 3, because then we were able to also suggest and educate on a variety of skincare routines. And, you know, some of them were for a minute, but some of them were for longer, because there is, you know, some of us out there that really kind of like enjoy the Zen moment, as I said earlier. We love that me moment, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, there is enough education out there and enough options.
Very interesting. Well, we're going to take this moment to take a break, but coming up, you'll hear Becky talk more about the other sectors that Foreo has expanded into and how that has worked.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Gold. I'm a chef, an author, a food writer, and the host of a new podcast called One Woman Kitchen. So excited to be doing this because I'm interviewing the most fascinating women in the food world. And you don't even have to be interested in the food world or be part of it to enjoy these remarkable women's stories. It's diverse, it's international, it's intergenerational. What's most exciting to me is that the concept of One Woman Kitchen means something different for everyone. You can listen to One Woman Kitchen every week at onewomankitchenshow.com. And also where all the best podcasts can be found.
Becky, tell us a little bit more about how the brand is positioned in the market, how you reach consumers, and then also I'd love to get into how it's expanded beyond, you know, the facial cleansing device.
Absolutely. I think what we really were successful on was really taking, I think, risks that not a lot of brands would take, right? Just because, again, the way that we are funded from our founder, being in, you know, a key engineer, and from everybody that actually works in Foreo, the diversity of group of people that he brought up together, we were really, in many ways, as a cliche, fearless, right? So we really started to experiment on so many different levels and so many different global markets, right? I think that was, I think, very, very important for us, because we were able to really breach within 70 plus countries in a matter of 4 years. And, you know, with every country, you have a different challenge, because some countries are more developed, other countries are more emerging. The common denominator across all of these were, of course, the love of beauty. It taught us what channels really are working for what reasons, right? So we experimented so much from a marcom standpoint, all of, you know, with a lot of influencers. I think last year we were one of the brands that literally had the largest influencer fleet on a global level than any other brand out there, or a lot of brands out there. And I don't say that lightly, because I know the number of influencer army that we were able to really collaborate on, right? We worked very well in certain markets, especially like United States, where influencer marketing, for example, was a channel that existed for quite some time, right? And it started to develop, especially in the last couple of years, more and more, to breach also through PR. And I think the reason why we were able to do that, and also through podcasts, right? I think I love podcasts more than anything, because it's just a very good quality conversation. And I think just consumers in general, at the end of it all, they're people to begin with, right? And what we need to do, and what we all really subconsciously or consciously love, it's having a good quality conversation, that it's inspirational, that it's, you know, it gives us something more than just basically selling of a product, right? I think the product became just a simple solution to our story. But our story was made of much more that was, you know, beyond the product. And I think that was really a key aspect. And then again, to your second question, being a beauty tech, being, you know, into electronics and engineers and technology, beauty tech can apply, and functional design applies, like I said, to all aspects of our life, right? So then we started to say, well, if nylon is not, you know, it's obviously not that great as a material for skin, it's not really good for your teeth and for your gum lines either, right? And that electric toothbrush had not really changed for over 50 years, was usually always the same type of, you know, maybe the design had, you know, changed a little bit, but material utility, very similar. So we started to experiment with creating our own toothbrush that was a hybrid between, you know, silicone, which we know it's amazing for gum lines. If you think, you know, about it, you use little silicone gummies for children, right? Or for babies when they're actually teething to soothe their gum lines. So we did the same. We kind of came up with technologies that, again, you know, we mixed them together. We tested them. We tried them. And, you know, being in technology, we go through some beta periods. And of course, we're all very excited people and very eager to kind of test our technology. So we had a lot of things to learn, and so forth. And so we experimented on such a larger variety. And there is so much more coming from Foreo, because now we are a skincare brand with the Luna range, and, you know, transition to oral care with the Issa. But now we're going to a much, much larger universe of beauty experiences that are in the making as we speak.
Amazing. And can you give us a hint into what the future might look like for you guys in the next launches that you're looking at and that type of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, as much as I can, of course, being in technology, but, you know, it's like I said, it's evolving for us, because we're realizing that we can really provide value and really, you know, improve those functional designs on so many different levels and aspects of our lives. And, you know, we are also looking from a business standpoint, you know, there is a lot of brands out there that became house of brands, right? By either acquiring other corporations or other type of products or so forth. And we are trying to really think of potentially becoming that as a house of brands, but with creating our own brands, you know, which is kind of like totally innovative as well from a business standpoint on how we operate. So Foreo Sweden now is really the skincare beauty gadget, right? The UFO was really the top product in terms of technology that we brought to market. And we launched again at CES during our anniversary, I think it was 2018, was the last launch at CES that we did, just to go back to our roots. And now what's in the pipeline is a lot more. It's really what we're doing is there is technologies out there that basically have microcurrents, technologies out there that, again, are for masking, are for skin tightening, so much. And we are now looking into products that kind of come, you know, become that one product fits all type of need, right? Very soon. And so much more that go from eye care all the way to color potentially, right? As well. Like, how do we actually innovate color industry and so forth? But while I cannot get too much into detail in terms of product development per se, I can tell you, if you sit in one of product development calls, I think you will really see a world of magic.
Amazing. Well, that is so exciting. We can't wait to see what is coming up for the future for you guys. And coming up for us, we will get to talk a little bit more about the personal side of you, Becky, with a round of what we call Hitting the Pan.
Makeup in Shanghai is the only B2B event in Shanghai with global makeup and skincare offers from ingredients, formulation, design, packaging, accessories, and full-service suppliers, along with workshops and conferences by top experts of the industry. The next edition, April 8th and 9th, 2020, at the Shanghai Exhibition Center. Whatever your project is, you can find the best contacts there. You can ask for a free badge on the website makeup-in-shanghai.com.
And now, it's Hitting the Pan.
So, Becky, it's time for Hitting the Pan, where we get to know a little bit more about you as a person. I'm to determine the order of who asks the questions, as usual, even though we're virtual right now and not in person. We will give the salon chair a spin and see who it lands on.
All right.
So let's spin the chair. And the first question goes to Karen.
So Becky, you mentioned you're from Italy. What are some of your favorite places to go?
Well, I was born in Albania originally, but I did grow up in Italy because I lived there for 11 years. And favorite place to go, I love South America. I just love the vibe. I just love the culture. I just love the happiness in the people. And you know, it's just been an extremely exciting experience for me. So anything from Mexico to Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, it's incredible places.
Amazing. Well, we're all ready for a trip when this is all over, that's for sure.
Yes.
So let's spin the salon chair one more time, and it lands on me. So obviously you are deeply embedded in this beauty device technology company, Vireo. I'm curious, what is the device that you couldn't live without beside your phone?
Really, for me, because, and this could sound as a cliche, but truly it is one of our products, because being a man and being a guy and being coming from finance, water and soap was really what I knew, right? And in terms of, like, you know, taking care of my skin, taking care of myself. And the UFO it's really one of the products that comes with me everywhere I go, this smart masking device that we have, because it's just, again, it's like super cool to me, being a techie guy and passionate myself. It's like the iTunes of sheet mask, right? With so many different variations. And it's simple for us. We men love things that are 10 in one. And I think that one product that I take with me everywhere is one thing that I don't go without, just because it's simple, it's quick, and it's so easy to use.
Right. Well, we're totally sold. So amazing.
Super.
Yes. So at this point in the show, we would love to offer you the chance to reflect on our conversation and offer our listeners a final thought.
I appreciate it. First and foremost, thanks so much for having me. I think, I love this sort of conversations, because I think especially nowadays and with everything that we're all going through, having a good quality conversation goes a very long way. It doesn't matter if if you're a brand that is speaking, it doesn't matter if you're just a person. I think that's what we need to do more in life in general, because we're so behind technology and we kind of like forget, right, that saying hello or having just listening and just talking can really bring a whole different world of amazingness. And especially we need it now more than ever. So I just, once again, thank you all for having me, and I really enjoyed it. And stay safe, stay positive. I think it's extremely important, and just everything will be fine. And I look forward to seeing you guys in person in New York.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And how can our listeners connect with you?
any possible platform at this point in time. I think I love to get messages from anyone. The more the merrier, because I'm a talking guy, you know, as you can tell. I love to have conversations, and I love to really kind of hear and listen people's opinions. So any channel, any way possible.
Do you have an Instagram handle or website?
Yeah, it's Becky Hoxha, so BekiHoxha. And basically that's the Instagram handle, Facebook, LinkedIn, all platforms. I kept it simple because luckily I have a unique type of name, so it's never taken.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for being here with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Check back next week for another great guest. And thank you so much, Karen, for being here.
Thanks, everyone.
I'm April Franzino, and this is Beauty is Your Business.
This has been Beauty is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network, copyright 2019. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network, and find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.